You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, there's only one site to get the latest Cleveland Browns news and photos and videos straight from the source. Yep, that's us right here in Berea. Visit clevelandbrowns.com for everything Browns. That's clevelandbrowns.com. Time now to do something that we love to do on this show. We're going to play a little fact or fiction. And our producer, Casey Kulis, and of course our producer, Jason Gibbs, but Casey's in the saddle today, but Gibbsy, I know, was setting this stuff up. So, Casey, let's hear the fact or fiction questions.
Fact or fiction.
Outside of wide receiver, the biggest position of need still for the Browns is at inside linebacker.
Yeah, I'll go along with that to a great... I said this yesterday. I think depth at the offensive line is important. I'll go along with the idea that inside linebacker, if in fact Xavier Kirksey is the guy, is everything that this coaching staff thinks he can be as an immediate starter contributor in coverage for this team, and that's asking a lot of a rookie, Nathan, then I'll go along with the idea that they've addressed that, and I want the depth at outside line. Excuse me, the depth on the offensive line, but I do need to see it and really believe it. All the reports, everything, I'm sold on his college performance. Got to see it in the NFL.
Yeah, I hear you. I think it comes down to inside linebacker, comes down to offensive line, a little depth there. But I'll say outside of receiver, the biggest remaining problem is still wide receiver. Because I wanted a number two receiver in the draft, and that didn't happen. And now Josh Gordon is potentially gone. So I'm just going to go ahead and keep it right. Keep that round peg in the square hole. There we go. I'm staying true to it. I'm going to stay wide receiver. Because you touched on it. Really, though, the point that Charlie made earlier, who called up from Washington, that when you look at the 22, the starting offense and the starting defense, outside of the Josh Gordon spot right now, there really aren't places that you feel bad, that you feel there are gaping holes anymore, whereas last year I think there were a ton of question marks on that starting lineup. So that's a big improvement, and I like that. So it's a very good thing for the Browns.
Fact or fiction?
Joe Hayden is already one of the top 10 players in Browns history.
Top 10 in Browns history. Wow. I'm going to have to say no, on the basis of only four seasons. He's an excellent talent. I need to see him respond to the second contract in the way that he said he would, in the way that I think he will, but I need to see it. This is a 25-year-old guy. He's still a pretty young, quote, veteran. And when I think about the list of players who are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I think there's 15 of them on this Browns roster. I'm not ready to send Joe to Canton yet. Not after, just this short time that he's been in the league for seasons. I need to see a lot more. This is the time of his career, contract two, where he can make that step to greatness and then upper tier top 10 category play. But I've got to see it delivered. Look, the expectation when you get a contract like this is you can become fat and happy. That's the expectation, right? The big free agent contract that a guy gets when he changes teams or when he gets to stay with a team. And that's where the scrutiny, like it or not, is directed at Joe Hayden, is directed at Alex Mack. It's what was directed at Paul Kruger last year when he came off, as a hungry guy in Baltimore in the shadows of other players, and he was going to get his chance to shine and make it happen here last year, and it didn't happen. And he's got the most money of his career. He's one of the highest paid guys in the league after free agency. So, no, I don't consider him a top 10 guy in Browns history yet.
When you consider that the Browns have more than 10 players in the Hall of Fame, I think that at this point, you're not going to put Joe Hayden there. Could he be one to join that group? Absolutely. And I would say, though, since the team has come back, I think he's probably one of the top two players in the franchise.
If you use that as the line
of demarcation, I think it's Joe Thomas and Joe Hayden.
That's fair.
I think that Joe Thomas right now is probably the most accomplished player on this roster. Yeah. Joe Hayden certainly has an opportunity to get there and ultimately be one of the top 10 Browns in NFL history, and nothing would make me happier than to see that happen for him and for this team. Because if he does that and continues at the level he's at and continues to improve over the next 5 years, he's going to be one of the great corners of all time to play the game, and that will be great for the Cleveland Browns.
Fact or fiction?
Johnny Manziel will end up taking more snaps this season than Brian Hoyer.
I'll call that a fact. I believe Johnny Manziel is going to be the starter very, very soon. If week one, if not, you know, not necessarily before that. He can't start before week one, but could be named the starter before that. And if he's not, I think he starts somewhere early in the season. Now, if Brian Hoyer wins the job and Brian Hoyer comes out and plays well, I have no problem with Johnny Manziel getting a year to season on the sidelines. That would be a great situation for everybody. I just think the talent level and just the dynamic abilities of Johnny Manziel, if he can make the transition, and everybody says he's got the football IQ to do so, it's going to be hard to keep that talent on the sidelines.
I'm going to say fact as well that he'll have more snaps than Hoyer. I think, you know, there's a concerted effort, not because he is Johnny Manziel, but because you did make that investment, whoever that first-round quarterback would be, and we know who it is now, obviously, and that was the priority position to address. You want that guy helping you sooner rather than later.
Right.
It's one thing to say it's preferred to have the guy sit and watch. It's another thing to say that that's the only way to go. Nobody just locks themselves into that plan, and you can't. You can't. Russell Wilson, Seattle Seahawks, is a classic example of that when they brought in Matt Flynn as a free agent. I think Johnny Manziel, whether he starts at the from the very beginning of the season or gets in there and gets playing time and then eventually is the starter, does end up with more snaps. And keep in mind, even if he isn't the starter out of the gate, I expect there to be a fair number of Johnny Manziel packages of offense that Kyle Shanahan's going to work on. You've got to utilize his unique abilities. I don't think in any way, shape, or form he spends this entire year doing nothing but watching.
I agree.
Fact or fiction?
Connor Shaw will be on the Browns roster when the season starts on September 7th.
I'm going to say fact. I'm a big fan of Connor Shaw, and I think in light of the fact that we are expecting a lot of Johnny Manziel for this team, Connor Shaw is a guy that you wouldn't have to change your offense that much if he had to come in and take over. He is mobile. He can run. He's gritty. He's a gritty competitor. He's basically the same size in many respects as Johnny Manziel. He's just not ultimately as talented. But in terms of being a winner, undefeated in the SEC, I believe 27-4 for his career in the SEC. He knows what it takes to win. Fiery competitor, very good athlete, very good runner, would fit a lot of the things that the Browns were trying to do with Manziel as quarterback. I think it's a fact. He was brought in here for a visit. I know he's thought of highly here, and the Browns were thrilled to be able to bring him in as an undrafted free agent. And yes, I think he will make the roster and be the third quarterback on this team when the season opens.
And again, I'm glad you specified third quarterback. I see the same thing as well. And third quarterback means just that. It means a guy that you're not likely to see, you hope you don't have to see on the field, because it means things have gone very badly with the first two quarterbacking spots.
We know how it went last year.
I was just going to say that. The nightmare of 2013 is still so prominent in my brain that I don't want to relive that. And, yes, I think Connor Shaw, like you do, I'm very high on his ability. I like the guy has got a real thorough grasp of things, a good perspective that he lends when you talk with him. We're going to have a piece also about him on ClevelandBrowns.com very soon that Kevin Jones is working on to kind of let you get to know these guys after the weekend. And he's a bright guy and a good guy to have in the room. So, yes, Connor Shaw makes the football team. Now, and I was premature the last time, now Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer is going to join us to give us her insights. And again, we'll get back to your calls as well, 216-578-0850. Enjoying hanging out with you on a football Thursday. Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850, WKNR.